Good morning, dear Aurorians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Monday, 17th of July, and here in Aurora, cloudy morning with refreshing 28 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect sun through high clouds and not as warm, and over the night plenty of clouds with chance of precipitation on 17% and chance of thunderstorm on 24%. Temperatures ranging from low of 27 to high of 36 with heat index on 39 degrees Celsius. Winds from west at 15 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is vanishing gibbous, illuminated on 47%. The Working Committee shares the following information: that the next meeting of the Governing Board of the Orville Foundation is scheduled for August 13 and 14. They have invited the new Governing Board members to join Orville on August 11 so that they can show them in the areas of the interest on August 12th before the meeting. They have invited a presentation of the following working groups who are requested to report on the topics mentioned: 50th core group progress in preparing for the 50th anniversary celebrating, including visit Prime Minister of India. Our council with new to DC, proposed changes in entry policy, entry task group, and this topic together with entry task group and entry service members. Interim TDC, general progress, progress with the new Town Development Authority application. Land Board, with progress in land protection, land exchange, restraints and difficulties. Matrimandir, where the new executives are requested to present their plans for the future and highlight constraints. FMC, update on FMC matters, state of Orville finances, code of conduct, GST and others. The Working Committee will give a report on various other topics. Groups and or individuals who would like to make a presentation to the board are requested to inform the Working Committee as soon as possible together with their presentation. They will discuss with Dr. Karan Singh at what time an interaction between the new board members and the community can be scheduled. So they propose to inform all Aurelians and newcomers in a general meeting to be held by the end of this month or latest in the first week of August about the content of the presentation to the board. And in PDF file, which you will find in the text, the Working Committee also shares the former members of International Advisory Council sent as the attached letter to all Aurelians. The Working Committee informed us that in the case of lost passport, one must immediately lodge a police complaint and obtain a proof of registered police complaint. A registered police complaint is essential when applying for a new passport. From Resident Assembly Service, a reminder on a draft entry policy, because the Working Committee, the Oral Council and the Entry Task Group encourage us to participate in the creation of the new entry policy by collecting our input into the latest draft of the proposed revision to the 2017 draft entry policy. Once all feedbacks are compiled, the three groups will present the revised draft to the community in a Resident Assembly decision-making event for ratification or rejection, and we still have time 4 more days left because the feedback due is 21st of July. And from the working groups, especially from the water groups, comes information on the worst Tamil Nadu drought in 140 years, where reservoirs are 81% down. In some areas of Orville, such as Carriage, water table levels have been failing at a rate of 50 centimeters in a month. The Carriage upper aquifer is now empty, signaling the need for urgent action. Orville farms are struggling with the low water levels and many farms have reduced planting this season due to the water scarcity. The farm group is actively looking into the matter. Aquifers will likely not to be replenished by the end summer rains, which normally arrive in July, August. So this is likely situation we are facing until the main monsoon, which hopefully will arrive mid-October. So at the collective level, the water group is working with the Orville Water Service, Portus Water, and all working groups to determine how best to address this situation. This includes identifying major water users and directly addressing their consumption. Still, there are steps we can take at the individual level that aids in conservation. Individuals should begin to reduce water consumption now by using less and wasting less. Remember, even if you feel like your small efforts don't make a difference, they do. course, we should reduce garden watering. And if we are watering with recycled water only, and only early in the morning and late afternoons, and we should mulch to lock in moisture. And the hose pipes, we should be replaced with buckets, watering system, or drip irrigation. We should locate and repair the leaks, take shorter showers or even showers with a bucket, avoid washing motorbikes or cars. The water group says that our largest water consumers must urgently act to reduce their water consumption, so Matrimandir should limit watering of lawns and greenery. Guest houses should encourage guests to conserve water and reduce garden watering. Units should assess and act on ways to reduce water consumption and wastage. Construction sites should cover all concrete and cement structures that require curing with plastic sheets or gummy sacks to conserve moisture. Contractors should also ensure that no water wastage occurs on the construction site. And our water service and Portus Water can help us to reduce consumption with helping us to locate and fix leaks in our house or community and holding each house responsible for collective water usage. And if you see wastage of water within Orville, please immediately notify the person responsible for that water, preferably face-to-face, with a follow-up email which includes a CC to the water group. The Taiwanese Pavilion is happy to invite us to a series of cultural events started already yesterday with traditional Chinese calligraphy workshop, which would be also going the next Sunday and the following Sunday, so 23rd and 30th of July at 10 a.m. But you need to register at taiwan@orville.org in. And we are invited on August 5th from 2 to 5 p.m. in Northeast Asian Zone next to Language Lab for a Taiwanese traditional earth oven experience between 2 to 5 p.m. On Wednesday, 19th of July at 5 p.m. at Hall of Peace Unity Pavilion, Korean Tea Ceremony with the Tea Master Jeong Ok, Kim from Korea together with Kyung Hyun Lee, Mi Kyung, and John Ong. But also in this case, you need to register your name in advance with the Unity Pavilion and phone number 262-3576. On Wednesday, 26th of July, Seed Festival at Sustainable Livelihood Institute. And we are all invited to come and learn about traditional seeds, exchange or buy them from traditional seed collectors from Orville and Tamil Nadu. And from YouthLink already comes an invitation to a Youth Day on 12th of August. And that will be Saturday, 12th of August. This year, International Youth Day, designated by United Nations, they have chosen youth building peace as their focus. In YouthLink, they discussed this value and decided they would like to add prosperity to the theme. So, YouthLink would like to invite us to participate in an event where we will be exploring peace and prosperity in Orville. The focus of the event is to look inward and be re-inspired as a collective. So they call all Orovillians, newcomers and volunteers to join. And they would especially like to invite the previous generations to come and share their stories and wisdom with the younger generation. And they are considering to host this event in a humble way with a few tents and simple activities at the Mahalakshmi Park area, probably in the afternoon between 4 to 7 p.m. So, if you have a creative idea, some art, a stall, or a game, let them know and they can create space for you in the event. And from our securities comes an information that one or several thieves have been visiting for the past few weeks various communities in Orville. They usually visit several houses in the same night. Descriptions being given to them is male, young, short, and athletic, shirtless. So they're asking us to make sure that all our doors are locked in the house at night or when you are not around and there's no possibility to cut open mosquito mesh to open door locks. But if you have any information to share with the security or see anything, you should call them immediately on their emergency line 944-309-0107. And of course, you should warn also your neighbors. At Sarvitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m., they will screen The Teaching of Flowers, The Life and Work of the Mother and Sri Aurobindo, produced and directed by Loretta Shartasis. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m., they will screen Indian action drama, Power Pandi, made in India in 2006, directed by Damush. Tomorrow, Italian crime thriller, Subura, made in Italy in 2015 and directed by Stefano Sollima, and on Wednesday, interesting documentary, Years of Living Dangerously, Dry Season, made in 2014, and it's a documentary produced by National Geographic. From Synthesis of Yoga by Sri Aurobindo, we read, "This soul of desire is a separative soul of ego, and all its instincts are for separative self-affirmation. It pushes always openly or under more or less shining masks, for its own growth, for possession, for enjoyment, for conquest and empire." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on www.radio.org.